terrorist will choose the Empire State Building to bring more notoriety to the world. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshine.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 13, verses 1 through 13, quote, "And as Jesus was going out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, 'Master, look what wonderful stones and buildings.' And Jesus answered and said to him, 'Dost thou see all these great buildings? There will not be left one stone upon another that will not be thrown down.' And as he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, 'Tell us when these things are to happen, and what will be the sign when all these things begin to come to pass?' And in answer, Jesus began to say to them, 'Take care that no one lead you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and they will lead many astray. For you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Do not be alarmed, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be earthquakes in various places, and famines. These things are the beginning of sorrows. Be on your guard, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and you will be beaten in the synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings for my sake, for a witness to them. And the gospel must first be preached to all the nations. And when they lead you away to deliver you up, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to speak, but speak what is ever given to you in that hour. For it is not you who are speaking, but the Holy Spirit. And brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and put them to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But he who has persevered to the end will be saved." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the very near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now pay attention carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on October 1, 1988. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
"Well, I see two men. I don't know if they're Muslims. They have a different colored skin, but they're not exactly black. Now, they are walking through a building, and they're carrying with them now bags. But the bags are extra large, which makes it most suspicious. In those bags, they are carrying all of the implements of destruction." "Oh, I can see now. They're pointing across the street, and I recognize the Empire State Building. Oh, no. My child, they will choose the Empire State Building to bring more notoriety to the world. We have other things to discuss, my child, before the evening is over. I want the world to know now that we will no longer tolerate the murders of the unborn. The Eternal Father finds that children he had great plans for, to bring the true faith to the world and to save his son's church. They have been murdered in the womb. Satan is the father of all liars, and many reasons are given for abortion. And even now in our convents, they are going about consoling women who are about to have abortions, whereas they do not tell them the truth, that they are murderers, and they are mothers who will murder their own children. The Eternal Father set up women not to be priests and not to be murderers, but to be with the head of the household, a guiding light for their children. Each child to the Eternal Father is a pure blessing upon mankind. But all this has been lost in the name of modernism. Immodesty reigns in your country. There are many reasons why the Eternal Father feels that it is now time to do something about all of these abnormalities. My child and my children, you will keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and Canada and the world. For soon you will understand that at the helm of all this disaster shall stand the Eternal Father, warning and warning, sending throughout the world warnings for many years. And what good did it do? But a handful, according to heaven's estimates, only a handful have accepted the messages from heaven. My child and my children, my mother has been going throughout the world. She is crying tears of pity upon mankind, for she knows the whole program ahead. You, my child, Veronica, will continue to gain strength, and you will be here at the next vigil, because at that time you are going to have many fleeing from their homes. The Eternal Father feels that it is only in this way that he can save the souls of the children and the unborn. Now, my child, you will sit back and take 3 more photographs. These you can reveal.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. We have a fantastic video titled Miracles of the Eucharist. It's an awesome, faith-filled journey to the sites of where the miracles of the Eucharist occurred. See the host turn into flesh, and the flesh was tested, and it was from the heart of a human being, and the wine turned into blood at Lanciano, Italy. In 1970 and 71, they brought in the best scientists and equipment, and this miracle tested as fresh blood and fresh flesh from a human heart. There's an introduction by Mother Angelica at EWTN, and a statement by Mother Teresa of Calcutta are also included. Bob and Penny Lord, authors of the book This Is My Body and This Is My Blood, Miracles of the Eucharist, are your hosts on this journey of faith. This is not a travelogue, but a teaching on the power of our Lord in the Blessed Eucharist in our lives today. This awesome video costs $25 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. Order it today from theselastdays.com. P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express and call 616-698-6448. In Lanciano, Italy, over 1,200, in fact almost 1,300 years ago, a consecrated host bled. Down through the centuries, the townspeople of Lanciano have revered this host as a continuing miracle attesting to the true presence of our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. People have come from all over the world to see this host, which is housed in a special monstrance. As one would expect, there have been skeptics, especially in modern times. A bleeding host? Mere tradition, just tradition, skeptics say. In 1970, the Holy See ordered a thorough scientific investigation using a spectroscope analysis, high-powered microscope, and advanced medical technology. The investigation showed the host had turned into flesh, into a very fine slice of the human heart, and was incorrupt, as though it had just been taken from a heart. Now this is almost 1,300 years old. The analysis was conducted with unquestionable scientific precision and were documented with a series of photographs which were made public by Professor Leone on March 4, 1971 in the Church of the Miracle. Other scientists were asked by the Holy See to verify these findings. When all of the data was accumulated, the scientists were in accord. Without reservation, this is a slice tissue from the human heart, as though it had been expertly excised by a surgeon's scalpel through the center of the heart. And though subject to disintegration, as all flesh, it remains incorrupt. These findings were published in the September 1971 in the official newspaper of the Vatican titled Observatore Romano. Many people call this sacrament a sacrament of love. These Last Days is on the internet at www.bayside.org. We have the end time prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, the actual recordings of the messages, testimonies, directives from heaven, the third secret of Fatima, miraculous pictures, and also this story of the miraculous host turned to flesh of heart in Lanciano, Italy. Tell your family and friends about it. Tell them to go to www.bayside.org. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on October 1st, 1988. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
While we gave out the roses and the rose petals, Our Lady and Jesus and Saint Teresa were standing by the trees all this time. I noted them as we were talking here and examining the pictures. But Our Lady now is, I must say, that Our Lady is beautiful this evening too. Among all the beauties that we've seen this evening, Our Lady's gown is just exquisite. And Our Lady, many people ask, you know, what does she look like? How can I describe her? She has features that are just not of this world. The beauty and the light that comes from her face and her eyes, and the light that seems to just exude from her body all throughout the sky. It lights up the sky over us for, a large area of, I would say, at least 20 feet, extending way behind us there. Now, Our Lady is pointing up. Now, she's coming closer to the trees now. And Our Lady, and I see Jesus, he's standing over there still by the trees on our right side. And Saint Teresa is directly over the statue. Saint Teresa is standing there, And her gown, she has a long gown on. It goes beyond her shoes. I can't see her shoes. Her gown is very modest. And she has on a beautiful cream-colored cape. And it's quite windy. And they actually are floating. Now, Our Lady is floating over next to Teresa. And she is touching now her finger to her lips. My child and my children, I must ask you this evening to remember that there are many messages that have not been read by all. It has been 18 earth years since I first appeared here, and much has been given and much has been forgotten. Therefore, we ask all of our children to obtain copies of the back messages from heaven, because we are now in repetition, because what can we say, my children and my child? If I could show you what is in store for mankind, you too would be shedding tears of sorrow. Our Lady is crying. It must be very serious. Our Lady is crying. And St. Teresa now is going over and placing her hand upon Our Lady's shoulder. And Teresa is crying too. Now Teresa is turning and touching her finger to her lips. Veronica, we will be here for the rest of the evening until the last person leaves the grounds. There is no time in heaven as you calculate it upon earth. Therefore, everyone who has come this evening shall leave with grace. There will be many cures this evening. I understand, my child, what you are thinking of the complications you fall into when trying to prove to the world the truth. Those who do not have the courage to keep their grace, for graces are given and graces can be taken back. Therefore, it is most important, my child, that you will pray for those two individuals that have made it most difficult to get their cures together. Right now, my child, I ask you now to hasten back to where you came from, because we had much work to do to prepare the grounds for your safe arrival, my child. As I told you at home, you had no doubts that you would be protected. I knew that. But you also had to be warned of what to avoid. Yes, my child, there will always be others who will try to destroy you, but they cannot destroy the 18 years of messages from heaven, for they will go throughout the world, my child, far after you have been taken from the earth. Do not be alarmed. I am not saying that you are leaving the earth now. Oh, no, my child. You will not be given much rest, but there is much that you have to do. I will keep you informed myself, my child. As I repeat, you do not see me always, but you will always hear my voice.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on October 1st, 1988. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, my first testimony here is from Louisiana. To Our Lady of the Roses, I wrote to you some time ago after I was diagnosed with cancer of the lung, liver, and bones. I begged for your prayers and help. Since then, I have taken 3 chemo treatments and found out 2 days ago it is now in remission. I am so thankful. I am sending a small donation to help you spread the messages. And then that is signed. Now I have another party here from Los Angeles. To Our Lady of the Roses. Since last year, when I found out about Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, many graces and blessings I have received. I go to Mass every day, I say the Holy Rosary, and I pray at home. I have been lost for many years. I left the Holy Roman Catholic Church, only attended funerals, and my faith was almost dead. I was so miserable. I had done so many bad and foolish things. Jesus and Mary has been so good to me. I received a small extra money this week. I am enclosing a check for the kindness and love I received from Jesus and Mary, plus the people of Our Lady of the Roses, and then that is signed. Now I have another party here from Poland. Dear brothers and sisters of Our Lady of the Roses, the roses that I have received have brought great joy. They are really miraculous. Here is one small example. The pastor in my parish was against apparitions, especially against me, because I hold the vigils in my home. He even spoke against me from the pulpit. I accept it with humility. Now he is paralyzed and laying in bed. I visited him and took with me the road messages, the rose petals, and a rosary. He kissed the rosary and cried. He took the rose petal and put it on the sore spot and said, I will worship and recite the rosary that was blessed by Our Lady of the Roses for the rest of my life. Very shortly, his health improved. Today, he celebrated the Holy Mass. He thanked Our Lady of the Roses. He believes, and he says, it was truly a miracle. What a joy for all of us, his conversion. Thank you once more. We cannot send you money, but we assure you of our prayers for your intentions. And then that is signed. Now I have another one from New Jersey to Our Lady's workers. I am writing to thank you for all your prayers to let you know about this beautiful miracle the Lord has given me. I am a hairdresser for 25 years. For some years way back, I was having a lot of problems with my shoulders and neck. Sometimes the pain was really bad. One day going to work, I had these terrible chest pains. I thought I was having a heart attack. My assistant took me to the hospital. And the doctor said, it is inflamed muscles that was causing the pain. He gave me some pills, and I went back to work. One day, a customer of mine was discussing pains that she was having. She had gone to a chiropractor, and he worked wonders for her. So I decided I would try out some treatment. It worked at the beginning. It went on for almost 2 years, and he kept saying, with your job, I don't know. You don't seem to be getting better because I keep messing up my muscles. One day in January this year, I had an appointment with him. I remember he was so busy, and I was waiting for about half an hour. In the meantime, I was looking at some magazines. There were a whole bunch of new age books. I asked the receptionist if the doctor promotes or involved with the New Age order. He said his friends send the books to him, and I could help myself to them if I wanted to. At that point, I was so angry and mad that after the treatment, I made a decision. No more am I giving him my money. The next morning, I said my rosary, took my rose petal and rubbed it on my shoulders and neck and prayed for healing and forgot about. Then, at the end of the week, I realized I was healed of my pain and didn't know it. It feels so good not to be in pain. Also, my rosary, the Blessed Mother, turned a beautiful gold shade. I am feeling such a peace and contentment, I just can't explain it. I am singing the praises of the Lord and our Blessed Mother to a lot of the ladies and giving out the rose petals. Thank you for letting me know the Lord. And then that is signed. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson.
These testimonies were pre-recorded. On Tuesday, November 9th, Mrs. Ferguson fell and fractured her hip. Mr. Ferguson fell and fractured her shoulder. They put a pin and a plate in Mrs. Ferguson's hip, and now she's in rehabilitation doing exercises. She's in pain, and she asked for your prayers. If you would like to send a card to her, just send it to us at These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331, and we will forward it on to her. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and financial support to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. Send what you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.
This radio program has been brought to you by These Last Days Ministries, Incorporated.